And now let's move ahead and get a little more familiar with the various components. Everything is on charge, and we won't turn anything on yet, but I want to spend quite a bit of time familiarizing you with the layout of the PDA. If we spend time now, you won't be hunting later. So with it off, let's just take a look at the PDA. And it is basically as it comes from the store, with one exception, and that is that you'll notice that you have an awful lot of extra keys on the top of it. Those keys are overlaying a touch screen, and the software has been programmed so that when you press one of these rubberized keys, it touches the screen in the appropriate place and carries out a command or a request that you have ask for. Without that particular overlay, you would have a very standard PDA. And I mention this because there are two levels of keys. There are keys that are on the PDA itself, and then there are keys that are on this overlay. So first of all, I want to talk about the keys that are on the PDA, and we're going to be looking at the very front of the PDA. Notice you have the overlay, and you can tell very clearly where it begins and ends. It's not quite as big as the whole front of the unit. And when you get near the top, there's a little ledge, and it drops off. And down near the bottom, there's a ledge, and it drops off. And now you're on the face of the PDA itself. Let's start at the very, very bottom of the PDA, right down to the edge. And you will notice that there is in the center what could be described as probably a cursor cross. It's actually more like an oval, but it is a cursor cross with a push button in the middle of it. This push button has been reprogrammed by HumanWare and becomes, which we will do later, the record button for creating a voiced POI. That is, you hit the button and tell Trekker, okay, this is what I want you to say back to me when I get to this point on this street. On either side of this cross are two keys, but they're very important. So let's look at the far left one. There's two on the left and two on the right. The far left is the escape key. And the escape key does what it does on a PC. It'll generally get you out of trouble. It is a way of exiting menus. Many times it's a way of exiting without saving any choices. If you are in Trekker and you want to leave, you can either use the menus to exit or you can use the escape key and you'll still get, do you want to exit Trekker? And you can say yes or no. Moving on to the right, from the escape key, we have the control key. This key does nothing on its own. It's similar to what you have on a PC, but it does do things when held down and then another key is pressed. In other words, you might get a control F1 as opposed to an F1. That'll become clearer in a minute. Let's jump over this little cross, this little cursor cross here in the middle, and to the immediate right is the shift key. And again, this key does nothing by itself, but when used in conjunction with other keys, it changes their function. And then further to the right is the system menu key and the shutoff key. You would hold this key down and you'd hear two beeps and the system would shut off. I will remind you of this again, but it is a very good practice to exit Trekker before you turn off the unit. Okay, instead of going to the overlay, I want to go to the direct top of the unit. And I don't mean over the top, I mean go up past the keys, you'll see there's a ledge, it drops down. And now you have a very small area where the PDA is exposed. And you will see a somewhat hard to detect, very flush to the top button. And this is the on button. It is not the off button. It is the on button. Okay, so that's all we need to worry about as to the PDA buttons themselves on the front. You have the five buttons on the very bottom, that is escape, control. In the center of the cross is the record button, and then you have shift, and then you have the system menu and off switch. At the top, you only have the on button. Okay, while we're at the top, let's just go down over the edge and look at the extreme top of the PDA. Over to the right, you will find sort of a semicircle, little indent. In there is a stylus. You have to get it out with your fingernail just down over the back of the PDA. This is used to do resets, and like any computer system, sometimes it gets confused and you have to do a reset. On the back in the center, you will find the place for two different types of memory cards. These are SD cards, which is closest to the front. It's a small card, and it can really hold a heck of a lot of information for such a small card. And many times, this is all you need, is an SD card. They go, 1 gigabyte, 2 gigabyte, and a lot, it depends on how many maps you want to try to put on the trekker at any one time. We'll talk about transferring maps later on. Behind that, closest to the back, right now, a brand new PDA would have just a, I guess you'd call it a dummy cover. It's just a piece of plastic that fills in the slot. Pull that out, and that's where you'd put in a compact flash card. Those are slightly bigger and a little easier to handle. And again, you can store extra information on those. You could put books on them. If you have the Maestro capability, then you have access to other programs such as Media Player, and you could store a lot of music or books on that particular card. Further to the left, past the cards, is a jack. And this is the jack where either an earphone can be plugged in, and you can certainly use Trekker with an earphone. Wouldn't recommend for safety reasons going out walking with a full headset on, but many people do use an over-the-ear little speaker that doesn't preclude your ability to hear environmental sounds. But this is also where you would plug in the cable that would run to the speaker, which you have clipped on somewhere else. Now come straight down over the side of the PDA from the jack, and you'll see a little tiny, looks like a ring. Well, that's, I guess, is what it is, a wrist strap. It'd take a very thin strap to go through that, and not recommended. Below that is a very important and rather subtle little switch. This switch is the keyboard lock switch, and I would pay a lot of attention to this. When the keyboard lock switch is pressed up towards the top of the PDA, you cannot use any of the key functions. The PDA will continue to talk, and it's very easy to lock the keyboard, drop the PDA in a pocket, and it'll keep right on giving you information. Just don't ask it anything, because it's not listening to you as long as that button is pushed up. However, if you want to interact with the PDA, you press that button or slide it down, and then the keyboard is unlocked. And that's it for that side of the PDA. There is nothing on the other side. Take a minute, go over it, make sure you can identify those various buttons, and then we're going to talk about the actual overlay. And as you see, there are a lot of keys. They're actually divided, conveniently, into two groups. You have a lower group and an upper group divided by sort of a no man's land. There's no buttons right across the whole PDA overlay, above what I would call a cursor cross and below a whole series of keys. Let's start at the bottom. At the very bottom of the overlay, now we've left the actual PDA itself, and we've gone up on the little ledge, and you encounter four keys. Ignore the outer two keys, the one on the left and the one on the right, for now. What you have are two arrow keys, one pointing left, one pointing right. For the sake of this tutorial and for identification, I will be consistent in calling these tab and shift tab. Tab means the arrow pointing right, shift tab means an arrow pointing left. In a dialog box, that is, such as Do You Want to Save, the tab keys work just like they do on any PC, and you can tab through the choices, yes, no, cancel, by hitting the right arrow, which is the tab, or the left arrow, which is shift tab. Just above those two tab keys, you will find a cursor cross. It's a circle that's been cut into four, and in the center is a button. That is your enter button. So you have a cursor down, which is just above the tab keys. You have cursor right and cursor left, either side of the enter button, and then you have cursor up, which is obviously at the top of the circle, and we'll be using those. Over to the left, you have four keys, and over to the right, you have four keys coming down either side of the cursor cross. On the left, you have function F1 through F4. And we'll be describing what they do later. F1 through F4. And over on the right, you have, typically for a computer, home, page up, page down, and the end key, END. And these, in conjunction, sometimes with shift and control, will actually perform various tasks. So, the lower level, you have tab right and shift tab. Four cursor direction keys and an enter key. F1 through F4, home, page up, page down, and end. Now let's move across the little flat area and look what's on the other side near the top of the PDA. Okay, first of all, let's start at the top. And if you count right across, you have five keys. In the center, these are very important, are three round keys. And you'll notice these are the top three keys of rows that go down four keys. So you actually have 12 keys here. These are all little round keys. And what would be the equivalent on a phone keypad of the five, sure enough, does have a little button on it. These perform many different functions. And at this point, just know they're there. They're used for telling you everything from how many satellites, what altitude are you at, what speed are you going, or typing things into the tracker using the telephone-style keyboard where you select letters, or by using a Braille-type keyboard. On either side of those 12 keys, there are a long key on the left, a long key on the right, and these are validate keys. And these say, okay, that's the letter I want, and you press these, and it will accept it into the PDA, or in a dialog, they will also provide a check mark. All this will become clear. All I want you to do is just be aware that these are called validate keys. And below the validate keys, you have the say and a spell, but we will actually show you how those work a little later. So you have in this top set 18 keys that perform various functions depending on what mode you're in Trekker. And in the bottom, you have all your navigation and function keys. So that's the PDA. And hopefully it is charging. We don't need to say too much about the speaker. The speaker will give you a nice beep when you turn it on. It gives you a beep when it's charging and it's finished charging. It has a good volume control, and it can be used with a cord to connect it directly to the PDA. It doesn't have to be worn any particular place, and the PDA will work without it. Okay, we'll take a break. Just get comfortable with looking at your system. And next, we're going to turn it on, and we're going to use the key describer mode, and we'll also find out whether you have a Bluetooth connection, because the GPS unit is connected via a Bluetooth connection to your tracker system. So we'll take a break.